6. The Holy Spirit. Jesus is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, whom he called down upon the earth after he ascended into heaven or became completely identified with the Christ, the Son of God, as he created him. The Holy Spirit, being a creation of the one Creator, creating with him and in his likeness or spirit, is eternal and has never changed. He was called down upon the earth in the sense that it was now possible to accept him and to hear his voice. His is the voice for God, and has therefore taken form. This form is not his reality, which God alone knows along with Christ, his real Son, who is part of him. The Holy Spirit is described throughout the course as giving us the answer to the separation and bringing the plan of the atonement to us, establishing our particular part in it, and showing us exactly what it is. He has established Jesus as the leader in carrying out his plan, since he was the first to complete his own part perfectly. All power in heaven and earth is therefore given him, and he will share it with you when you have completed yours. The atonement principle was given to the Holy Spirit long before Jesus set it in motion. The Holy Spirit is described as the remaining communication link between God and his separated sons. In order to fulfill this special function, the Holy Spirit has assumed a dual function. He knows because he is part of God. He perceives because he was sent to save humanity. He is the great correction principle, the bringer of true perception, the inherent power of the vision of Christ. He is the light in which the forgiven world is perceived, in which the face of Christ alone is seen. He never forgets the Creator or his creation. He never forgets the Son of God. He never forgets you. And he brings the love of your Father to you in an eternal shining that will never be obliterated because God has put it there. The Holy Spirit abides in the part of your mind that is part of the Christ mind. He represents your self and your Creator, who are one. He speaks for God and also for you, being joined with both. And therefore it is he who proves them one. He seems to be a voice, for in that form he speaks God's word to you. He seems to be a guide through a far country, for you need that form of help. He seems to be whatever meets the needs you think you have. But he is not deceived when you perceive yourself entrapped in needs you do not have. It is from these he would deliver you. It is from these that he would make you safe. You are his manifestation in this world. Your brother calls to you to be his voice along with him. Alone he cannot be the helper of God's Son, for he alone is functionless. But joined with you, he is the shining Savior of the world, whose part in its redemption you have made complete. He offers thanks to you, as well as him, for you arose with him when he began to save the world. And you will be with him when time is over, and no trace remains of dreams of spite in which you dance to death's thin melody. For in its place the hymn to God is heard a little while, and then the voice is gone, no longer to take form, but to return to the eternal formlessness of God.